Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I got to hand it to Ernie.
The home number.
Ernie asked us a question
phone
off
number,
air.
Not home number.
Home number, thumb number.
Whatever it is.
Ernie asked a great question.
If he really did. It's
would
tremendous.
Have asked us or anyone listening three weeks ago, these three scenarios, which is more likely?
Right.
Number one, peace on the Korean Peninsula.
Right. Denuclearizing with Kim Jong-un.
Which, by the way, ain't going to last, but
whatever. We'll see.
That's number one. Trust me, the guy's a killer. It ain't lasting. Well, that's number one.
He doesn't want to be killed, though. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead. The next one.
All right. You can believe him if you want.
We'll
number
see.
Two, Sam Darnold falls to the Jets.
Right.
And number three, Mike comes back. Which of those three scenarios would you have
and
bet
I told
on?
You immediately the most likely one was Mike coming back. I mean, to me, it's a no-brainer. That's me. No-brainer.
Yeah, I'm leaning a little bit towards the Darnold thing, as shocking as that was, because it's the draft. You never know.
Yeah.
Seems like it happens.
Still, you know, the odds on Mike coming back were probably pretty good.
This early, though.
Well, I don't know about this early, but still.
Great question by Ernie. Great question.
Good one, Ernie.
As far as the Mets are concerned, I'm very happy with this road trip simply because when the road trip began, I said to you, just give me mediocrity.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's basically what the Mets did. Now, it was supposed to be a 10-game trip. It was a 9-game trip. They went 4-5. They finished it with a bang, with an offensive explosion against the former Yankee, Brian Mitchell, in the Padre bullpen. And so the Mets do what they need to do, and it's kind of opposite of what the Yankees did to start the year. What the Mets have to do right now is just maintain. Play quality 500 baseball on the road. Now they're home. We'll see if they can take advantage of that. And then maybe you get a hot streak down the road, and you do that, and you can win 90 games. So I'm not terribly upset about this road trip. And there are concerns about this team. There's no question.
Oh, yeah, no question.
I mean, Jason Vargas' debut was a nightmare.
I'll give him a pass on that because it's his first start of the year, but it was a disgrace.
Very good.
No, very good is being nice.
But now they come home against an improved Atlanta Brave team, against a quality Colorado Rockies team.
They got that kid back. That kid they brought up, what's his name again?
Acuna.
And he's been hitting like crazy. And then they got the other guy.
Ozzie Albies.
Oh, my God.
They have a good young team.
They're a dangerous team. Very dangerous.
Very dangerous team. Yep. Fulton Nevich has pitched well. Their bullpen has had its moment. So the Braves are an improved team. The Phillies are an improved team as well. So it'll be a challenge at home. But when you look at this road trip, I think that's what you needed to do. You needed to go out there and just not have it be an out-and-out disaster. And 4-5 was avoiding the disaster.
Yeah, they're 17-9. They're still in first place. They got a 2-game loss column lead, you know, 7 over the Nationals. So not bad. I mean, but still, the bullpen blew a couple games here, which scares me. Big Jake was great, by the way, the other night. How good was he on Friday night? You know, I was thinking about yesterday as I'm watching a Met game. And I watched most of the game, even, you know, because I enjoy watching my team score runs.
Me too.
Even though,
I love
like,
that part.
Like, save some of them.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know, obviously, you know, I'm a little nervous about Cespedes because you never know.
Right.
Okay? You know, God forbid he breaks his thumb or something like that. But, you know, stop sliding headfirst into these bases. With that said, all I could think about was Matt Harvey on the mound. At the end of this game, they're up 14-2. What is Matt Harvey thinking about? He is pitching mop-up duty now in the ninth inning. I mean, what is this? You talk about a guy that's being humbled.
Humbled.
And oh, my God.
It wasn't as bad on Friday night, but it was similar. He ended Friday night's game. Remember, the Mets were up in the game 5-0, and he came out to pitch
the
ninth inning.
Give up that home run in the ninth inning,
well,
too.
Well, not only does he give up the home run, but he walks the next guy, and then he was in trouble to the point where the Mets had Familia warming up with a purpose.
But he ended with a double play, if I remember correctly.
Well, he got a pop-up, and then he got the double play to end the game.
Right.
And so we saw an image that we thought we would see a lot of 4 or 5 years ago, and that's Matt Harvey walking off the mound after a win.
Yes. And it was funny, too, because I'm looking at the end of the game yesterday, right? Everybody's celebrating. And Harvey just didn't look like he cared. I mean, just I was looking at Harvey's face, and it coming out like, who was Nito? Was Nito in the game? I guess he
Tomas Nito.
Yeah, who had a good game. He actually got a couple hits yesterday, you know, RBI.
Mm-hmm.
But when he comes up to Harvey after the game to, like, celebrate the win, it's like Harvey's like, oh, eh. I mean, that's the that elite. Maybe I'm nuts, but
no,
it looked that way.
No, I don't think you're nuts. He looks and sounds like that. Like a guy who's miserable, a guy who's in a role he doesn't want to be in.
Yep.
He thinks of himself as a starting pitcher, and now not only is he pitching out of the bullpen, he's pitching in mop-up duty. And unfortunately for Matt, whether you look at yesterday or Friday night or the other relief performance, he has given me at least no sign that I would put him in a high-level situation.
Absolutely not. I completely agree.
Unfortunately,
he's giving up runs in every outing.
Exactly.
So, yesterday, I guess he didn't. Not yesterday. Yesterday, he didn't give up any runs.
Right. The first two he did, though.
The first two he did.
And the first one was in a close game.
Right.
It was a tie game at the time.
Right.
And he gave up that run.
Right. They took the lead. That's
he's not.
No.
He's got to. Someone's got to talk to him. It's probably Boris.
And I was a little upset yesterday with this. I mean, and I understand he had 95 pitches. Couldn't Wheeler pitch the sixth inning? I mean, can he pitch the sixth inning? I mean, I did think that. Let him go to 110 pitches. Can you do that?
Yeah.
He pitched pretty good yesterday. Let him
He did it with Jake, though. He let Jake go to 110.
Well, Jake, I understand that.
No, but
Jake,
that's the first time we've even seen him do that.
Right. Well, everybody should be able to go to 110. Certainly Syndergaard and Jake.
And I think Zach is far enough removed now from the Tommy John surgery where you're not thinking about that.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I have no problem with that. I wasn't mad one way or the other. I was just happy that the Mets ended this road trip because there's
a positive note.
Yeah, well, there's a big difference between 4-5 and 3-6.
No question.
Especially losing a series to a baseball team that clearly is not very good.
Yep.
And clearly is being rebuilt right now in the San Diego Padres.
Yep.
But right now, Matt Harvey's completely lost and to the point where Mats has been pushed back, which is the right decision with the back issue.
Noah's pitching tomorrow now. Right.
Everybody moves up.
But really, they're on regular rest with the off day.
Exactly. So it was easy.
It's fine.
But let's say Steven Matz and this back issue is more serious than they let on, and he has to miss a start. He's not just pushed back. He's out. Do you think for a second Matt Harvey's getting that start?
He shouldn't.
He's not.
They should. I would give the kid the start.
Corey Oswalt?
Yeah. I think I
would actually consider Seth Lugo at this point.
Yeah, Lugo's been a little shaky.
Well, what's his role out of the bullpen right now?
That's true.
I don't think he really has one.
Yeah, maybe it would be Lugo.
But whether it's Oswalt or
I would give the kid a shot.
Oh, I have no problem with that. Well, either one.
Right.
But the point is, it won't be Matt Harvey.
No.
That's the point.
No, nor should it be.
No. And I think he's got to have a better attitude because he's got to figure out a way to become a useful Major League Baseball player so he can make money.
Yep.
Because right now, what is he in free agency?
Well,
he's a guy who signs a minor league contract. That's what he is.
And the other thing that's bothering me about him is that you get the impression, and I'm probably right about this, that he doesn't really care about the team. He just cares about himself, you know?
He doesn't say the right things.
No.
You know, we've been picking on Sonny Gray for his performance, rightfully so. But after Sonny's last start, in which it was bad, the first thing he talked about was, we won the game.
We won the game.
And
that's right.
That's not to say that all Yankee fans should love Sonny Gray and you should, you know, put him on a pedestal. He's been bad. He needs to improve. But at least he's saying those things after a game.
Correct.
You have to appreciate that.
Yeah, no, that, you don't hear it from Harvey.
Not at all. He refused to talk to the media after his game before that.
I think he did talk to him last time, though.
He did, and what he's saying now is, you know, I just need more time to, you know, figure out how to warm up and blah, blah, blah. But he sounds miserable.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure he is.
But Matt's got to understand this. He's got to pitch better to ever get back in this rotation. It's not just going to be handed to him. And good for Mickey Callaway. Mm-hmm. Good for these guys.
It
shouldn't be handed to him.
I agree with you.
Right now, Corey Oswalt and Seth Lugo are better options.
Yeah.
Even Steven Matz is a better option.
Yeah, yes, he is.
See about Jason Vargas.
Yeah. Well,
I'll give him another.
I can't go nuts yet about him. I mean, the guy, how much did he really pitch, you know, while he was hurt? I don't think he had one session before that. We'll see. I mean, it was horrible. It can't be much worse, but
we'll see him in his next.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what he ends up doing.
But
overall, they went 4-5. They get a challenge with the Atlanta Braves, who are vastly improved. Yep. And there's no doubt this National League East is a very different animal.
And they
got
the Phillies over the weekend too, right? The Phillies come in.
No, they have the Rockies.
Oh, the Rockies first.
Rockies come in, and they're a quality team.
That's right.
Team
they got the big Yoenis Garden Gnome.
Garden Gnome
giveaway. That is a classic. That thing.
They've been giving away this Garden Gnome for a few years now.
Well, they had that was Noah first, right? Was it Noah the first gnome?
Harvey was last year, so maybe you're right that it was
Noah first.
I thought
Noah was the first gnome.
He may have been. I think this may be the third gnome that they've given out now.
Yeah, sounds right.
That's one of the hot giveaways. They give out the big garden gnome.
They actually giving it to 25,000 people instead of just 15.
They listen to us.
I mean, it's about time.
I had a big problem with that. It was disgraceful.
It's a huge problem. It should give to everybody, not just 25,000.
25 is better. It's still not where it needs to be.
They got to give to everybody.
Because what I witnessed last year was disgraceful, and it had nothing to do with me not getting a Syndergaard bobblehead. I can live with myself not getting one, but I went to a game early for that intention.
You told me the story, yeah.
But it's not me.
You got people on the line for 4 hours before the game starts.
How about the kids? Your 12-year-old wants the Syndergaard bobblehead. You take him 2 hours early and he doesn't get it?
That's ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's horrible.
That's a bad job.
I assume the $25,000 will be better. I don't think you can walk in, 5 minutes before a first pitch and get it. But I would think that if you're there an hour before the game, you should be fine.
Hopefully.
$25,000?
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
They should give it to everybody. I mean, really.
Of course, let's be honest.
Just give it to everybody. Come, give me a break.
I think that's more about the sponsor. But they should put their foot down and tell the sponsor, you need to supply 50,000, or not 50, but 45,000 of these.
Who was the sponsor? The sponsor was somebody I was very surprised
for
to see.
For the Garden Gnome?
Yeah.
Oh, I have no idea.
No, I know. And I was, surprised to see who the sponsor was. I can't think of who it is now.
Well, they're going
to
put their logo all over
Garden Gnome. Yeah, it'll be on there. Yeah.
That's the trade-off when you get one of these giveaways. Yeah. Trade-off is you're promoting something. It's like the T-shirt night. I'm sure there's always a logo on the back of that T-shirt.
Of course. Yeah, there's a logo on everything.
So you could be a walking billboard for whatever company it is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.